friends. Welcome to a show unlike any other. It's Southern Fairway Sports Radio, presented by McConnell Automotive, the number one GMC dealer in the state of Alabama. They're located just east of I-65 on Dolphin Street in Mobile, or you can check them out online at McConnellAutomotive.com. It's a special Masters edition of Southern Fairways today, and we're glad you're with us. Are you kidding me? Come on. You got to love this. You have got to love. This is my favorite week of the year, as I know it is for you, Douglas. Douglas Holton is in here with us. War Eagle TV's Doug Holton, and it is the 88th playing of the Masters at Augusta National. And excited about this weekend. Some surprises as we go through the cuts. Who made the cut? Who didn't make the cut? Were you surprised at some of the names?
Yeah, I think everybody was surprised at a few of them that I texted you earlier.
Yeah, that's right.
But wow, what a yesterday was brutal at Augusta National with the wind 25-30 miles per hour, and today is absolutely beautiful at Augusta National. It's going to be one of those picture perfect spring days.
Now, I'm going to tell you, it is for those of you who have been there, you know what we're talking about when we say majestic. For those of you that maybe have not been there, looking forward to going, you got to go. It is a beautiful, beautiful place. Our buddy Matt Brandt spent a day over there on Tuesday. He and his son, and we talked about that last week, and he came back. He said, absolutely marvelous.
Yeah.
He said, it is something special.
I had a buddy of mine that we were texting back and forth, and he was at the Masters this week. He's been going for years, and he made the comment to me that he thought there was twice as many people there as there was 25 years ago. He's had tickets forever,
yeah,
with his family. So
there's a lot of folks there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of folks.
Yep.
And I don't know, you know, they did have it one time. They had a limit.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they've upped that limit a little bit. Maybe another 5,000, 10,000.
Well, and I think they have all these hospitality things now,
yeah,
and businesses taking people over there. And it's a little bit different than it used to be, but still a great experience. I really think, you know, Thursday and Friday is the time to go. And then come home and watch it on TV Saturday and Sunday.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, as a matter of fact, we are going to have a live report from Augusta National. Ben Murphy, our good friend and one of our great partners, is over there, been there all week. He gets every year. He's one of those guys that's got the full week badge.
Wow.
So he has been there all week, and he's going to give us a live report coming up in the next segment. Then at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking with the general manager, Cherokee Ridge, Pete Sands. They want to remind you that the Rocket City Classic presented by Southern Fairways happens at the end of the month, and he's going to tell you about that. And if you've not been to Cherokee Ridge, and of course, Cherokee Ridge is now owned by Jimmy Green.
Mm-hmm.
Have you played Cherokee Ridge before?
I've not been there.
Yeah, it's been a long time for me.
I talked to Jimmy about that several times, but I've never been up there.
A beautiful place. I mean, it was kind of one of those courses that was really, really nice and kind of dipped a little bit, and now it's back on the rise. He's doing a lot of good stuff up
mm-hmm.
there. You know, as we go into this 88th playing of the Masters, though, there were a lot of storylines going through here. Of course, you got Rory McIlroy. The question was, can he get his fifth major, his first green jacket, and be the seventh player to get that Grand Slam? Doesn't look like that's going to happen.
No, I don't think Rory's going to make it this week. He was hanging in there on the front nine yesterday, but then just kind of let it slip away at the end with
yeah.
a couple of errant tee shots and what have you.
I think he's too far back. I think he's too far back right now.
I was watching that the last couple of days and heading into the Masters too, Randy, about talking about who would win the Masters, and they said, I forget how many years back, but several years back, the winner has come from the top 10 players after
right.
round one.
After round one?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So you kind of see who's playing well,
yeah,
I guess,
right.
in the opening round.
Well, okay. Well, that's kind of one of those other storylines is, you know, can Scottie Scheffler join only one other person to win the Players and Masters in the same year? You know who that was, right? One Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods.
That's exactly
that would
right. 2005.
It would always be a good guess if you had a
always,
trivia question.
That's right. If you answer Tiger, you're probably going to be closer to the win every time.
Yep.
One of the other storylines that I think we should talk about is LIV Golf. Of course, the second season of Full Swing, if you've watched that, and how the LIV golfers and the PGA Tour –
what's going to happen here. And it's kind of playing out right now. Whenever you look at DeChambeau, who is up there, and you look at Scottie Scheffler, it's PGA versus LIV right now.
Mm-hmm. Interesting comments. I was laughing earlier in the week about Nick Faldo kind of joking about the LIV Tour and how they played at resort courses and they didn't have a chance. And then Wyndham Clark was talking, I think, about DeChambeau and how they only played 45 holes. So, you know, he would kind of drop down after 45 holes this week. But Wyndham Clark didn't make the cut, and DeChambeau's tied for the lead.
You got to think, Wyndham Clark, you thought it. Maybe if he didn't win it, he was definitely going to be in that top 10.
Yeah.
There's some other names like Brian Harman. I said, oh, Brian coming off that major, he's going to be in there. He blew up.
Yeah. I thought that too. I thought listening to his press conference and after winning the Open, you know, he just looked so comfortable before the week started. I thought he would really play well, but it was not to be.
Let me throw one more storyline. If you're ready to catch this one, it's not going to. I mean, it's probably don't even need to talk about it. But a guy that I was really pulling for, Ricky Fowler. Mm-hmm. All right, could he kind of break that curse of winning the par three and going on to win the tournament?
Yep.
It looks like the curse wins this one as well.
Yeah, and I didn't even think Ricky was going to make the cut for listening this morning when he teed off and he was on number three or whatever, started bogey, birdie, birdie. And but the cut looked like it was going to be plus five at the end of the day yesterday. And I'd kind of stopped watching the cut, and all of a sudden it goes to plus six. And Ricky makes it, and Jose Maria makes it. And, you know, a lot of guys at plus six came back into the picture there. At least they got to play for the weekend.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we're going to talk a lot about the Masters. As a matter of fact, let me mention to you, we have also coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to have Ron Hickman on with us. Ron Hickman is the owner of Timberton over in Hattiesburg, but he has also been a head rules official for the Masters for many years, all the different majors. I mean, this is a guy that can tell you everything there is to know about Augusta National. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have Ron on. This will be fun. You will not want to miss that coming up at 10:30 as well. A couple of things outside of golf. Of course, Alabama's having their A-Day game today. Looks like Arkansas has a new basketball coach, which left an opening for Kentucky.
Yeah.
Kentucky's got a new basketball coach.
Yeah, they do. He got a little excited at the introduction there the other day. Yes, was that yesterday or the day before? I can't remember. But, yeah, interesting times in the world of basketball in the SEC. Calipari is moving to Arkansas, and, gosh, they're making a lot of money coaching basketball, aren't they, Randy?
Well, all right, now let me ask you this real quick. Calipari leaves Kentucky. Had he stayed there another year, he gets $20-plus million, right?
I think
they paid him the $9 million, $8 or $9 million.
I don't even. I thought they said if he left on his own, he didn't get anything.
Well, that's right. What I'm saying. He didn't get anything.
Yeah, right.
So he left that on the table. He goes to Arkansas. Somewhere down the line, he's going to pick that money up, don't you think?
I think he's picking up plenty of money. That's not really an issue with Sam Walton down there. And whoever else at Arkansas. I think they're, you know, he's doing fine.
Hey, got about a minute left here in this segment. Real quick, talk a little bit about Auburn's A-Day game, if you will, last week.
Yeah, not a lot of news coming out of A-Day, but the quarterback situation seems to be working itself out. And, you know, I think the Tigers are going to be deeper this year, and the coaching staff, I think, is a little more together, and they have a staff that is comfortable with each other. I think that's probably the biggest difference that we've seen in spring practice. Also, the Auburn ladies golf team is in second place, as we're talking about the Masters, at the SEC Championships down in Florida this week. I think they're playing round two today. South Carolina is out on top by about four shots.
South Carolina is?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, very good. Well, speaking of lady golfers, the LPGA playing next week, they will have their first major. It'll be the Chevron Championship, the club of Carlton Woods. So that happens next week. We'll report on that. We're happy to say also that our good friend, he is the PGA teaching professional and director of golf at Quail Creek, our very good friend, Mr. Bobby Hall is in the house now. And Bobby, let me just congratulate you on a well-run tournament yesterday there at Quail Creek. It was the JTC tournament. Bobby Clark, all them that doing it for a son that he lost in testicular cancer. Testicular Cancer Awareness Month is April, and they raised a lot of money yesterday.
Yes, they did. Bobby Clark and his family are very special. I had Jackson as a young student. He's a fine young man and lost his life at an early age. So we remember him by reminding people about checking yourself, and like much like the ladies with breast cancer, men with testicular cancer, please be aware of it. And you know, it was a fine day. It was a good day. Thank you for emceeing it.
Yeah,
I think
you helped raise
some money for them. So great day.
Good job, no doubt. All right, we'll take our first time out. When we come back, we're headed to Augusta National, the Masters. Ben Murphy's going to come on and give us a live report. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back to Southern Fairway Sports Radio. Glad to have you on board with us. Randy Bergen, Doug Holton, Bobby Hall. We're all in the house, and we are glad that you are here, as well as it is a Masters weekend. And we're going to go straight to Augusta National right now. Welcome in a very good friend of ours, great partner of ours, Ben Murphy with the Ben Murphy Roofing. Ben, how you doing, pal?
Man, I'm wonderful. How about you?
Well, it's good, but probably not as good as you are there at Augusta National. Now, you got to tell me the truth here, because you can't have phones in there. How did you work this out?
Well, I'm about 200 feet from the front entrance back at the car, so I had to leave my phone in the car, went into the tournament for a little while this morning, and had to meet my friends on the radio and come back out and talk to them.
There you go, and we appreciate you taking time to do that. A lot of folks there's no doubt. The weather yesterday was just blustery. I mean, the wind was up to 30, 35 miles an hour. Of course, this weekend will be a beautiful weekend. But talk about the conditions yesterday, and these guys, some of these big names didn't make it.
Yeah, the wind yesterday was unbelievable. I've never seen it like that. You know, usually the Masters is in unbelievable shape, but, you know, they can't control the wind blowing all the pine straw everywhere. But this morning they had taken care of it all, and everything inside the ropes had been completely cleaned off, and all the debris had been picked up, and the course looked beautiful this morning.
We're visiting with Ben Murphy. He is at the Masters at Augusta National with a live report. Doug?
Yeah, I was going to say, imagine that. All the pine cones are picked up at Augusta National. Ben, great to talk to you. I know very envious of where you are, but it looks like an absolutely perfect day at Augusta National. 76 degrees and 10-mile-an-hour wind, a lot different from yesterday. Just kind of set the scene for us. What does it look like out there?
So, yeah, the wind has really laid down. I sat on number one, watched a couple groups come in, and the birdies started coming in pretty early. So I think the second group had a birdie right off the get-go, and it looks like, I think there's one guy 300 through five already this morning. So, but yeah, the conditions are absolutely amazing.
Ben, what's the chatter out there? Of course, you got LIV and you got PGA, and right now you've got Max Homa and Scottie Scheffler there on top, along with Bryson DeChambeau, who obviously represents the LIV. Do you hear some chatter going on out there? Which way people are wanting to root for a certain person, or what's the word?
Well, you know, if you've been here before, you understand how many people follow Tiger Woods running around this place. It's unbelievable.
Right.
I mean, no matter if Tiger's over par, under par, it doesn't matter. Scottie Scheffler is starting to get those kind of crowds following him. And, you know, it's funny, since the new TV show came out on Netflix, some of these guys who were on that show have got these big followings now. And you hear people, you know, around you talking about, hey, this is the guy on Netflix. He's my new favorite golfer, like Tom Kim. I hear a lot of people loving that guy after that show.
Tom Kim is one of those guys. Listen, he's got a great sense of humor, fun guy, really good golfer. But I think one of the guys that have picked up even more fans, in my opinion, is Ricky Fowler. Mm-hmm. And of course, everybody, Ricky wins the par three, and like, can he break that curse and go win the tournament? He's starting out pretty well today, but obviously there's no. I can't say there's no possible way. It would be very difficult for him to win. He would have to shoot like lights out.
He's not going to win, Randy.
Okay.
he was the very first tee time this morning. So Yeah.
Well, he was down on the bottom. He was number 60. That's where he was, but he has moved up just a little bit. Bobby, I know you got a question for Ben.
Hey, Ben, I know you have to walk outside the gate to use the phone. I've been there myself, had to leave the phone in the car. But, you know, that's one of the great things about this tournament. Nobody's standing around with their phone and taking pictures and looking at Facebook and stuff. That's pretty cool. But, you know, one thing that I've always admired is how incredible and well-mannered the crowd is when they come to an event. We've seen some of these PGA Tour events where they almost get out of control, like a fraternity party. Talk a little bit about what you've noticed, you know, how they hold patrons accountable for themselves. You know, it would be a better place in the world if we do the things that the Masters do. They set the set of rules, and you got to abide by them or you get your butt kicked out of there. But how's the atmosphere there with the crowd and those type of things?
Well, there's nothing like it. You know, everybody's cordial, clapping. You know, there's nobody yelling anything. There was one incident this morning early. Somebody yelled something on number one tee, and we were standing about probably 25 feet away from the guy, and the security guard went over and wrote his badge number down. And y'all know what happens when your badge number gets written down. You probably won't ever get tickets again. But, I mean, they are, you know, it's crazy. I mean, there's nowhere on the planet you can leave a chair unattended for 5 hours and nobody comes sit in it except for the Augusta National. It's the patrons, it's this set of rules that they have put in place are just unbelievable, and that's what makes it so great that everybody can follow rules.
And we're still doing that after all these years. We're calling them patrons.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Pinkertons out there. It's an amazing scene. It really is. How they run the tournament, which is kind of what the Masters started on.
You know, I just can't help but say that, you know, if a golf club committee can shape the behavior of 40,000 fans every day, producing the most reverent event in golf, imagine what your company could do if you followed those guidelines.
Yeah.
I mean, we all should follow that. I should do that at my facility too. But to make your patrons special, make your people feel special, they just do an outstanding job.
It is a very, very special place. And we're visiting with Ben Murphy. Ben, we got 60 seconds left here. What is your expectation for the weekend?
Well, you know, I like Max Homa. I don't want to sound like a fairweather fan with the guy, but I was hoping he'd pull out good. But, and, you know, Scottie Scheffler, he keeps betting against that guy. I mean, what he shot yesterday in that wind and just watched it cripple everybody. But, you know, I'd like Scheffler or Homa. I'd be fine with either one of those winning. You know, maybe somebody, you know, who's one or two under now have a good couple strong days. But it'll be interesting today to see with not as much wind how low these scores can actually go.
Well, Ben, I tell you, the good book says we're not supposed to be jealous or envious. I'm going against the good book today. Wish I was there. I ain't gonna lie to you. No, we know you're having a great. We know you're having a great time. Then we appreciate you taking time to step out and give us a report from Augusta National.
Absolutely, man.
All right, buddy. Well, safe travels back. Look forward to having you back on soon. Okay.
All right. See y'all soon. Thank you, guys.
All right, there you go. Ben Murphy, reporting from the Masters.
I could have done that for you, Randy.
Do it for me.
Do what for you?
What, you know, report from Augusta?
Yes, I could have done that.
When you walk outside that gate and you come back in, you can't go back out and come back in again.
Well,
so he did a special favor for you because if he needs to go outside, he ain't coming back in the rest of that day.
Yeah, well,
that's unfortunate, but that's the rules.
Let me see if I can put it to you like this. Ben is special. Okay, so Ben can come back in. We negotiated that for this report. So
with
Augusta National, yes. Met with Ridley a little earlier in the year. Told him we were going to set that up. He was cool with it.
Yeah.
All right. Look, we got a few minutes left here. Let's talk. He mentioned Max Homa. He mentioned DeChambeau and Scottie Scheffler.
All three tied for the lead. I think this is the first time since 1982 that we've had three players tied for the lead at the midway point. And talking about Scottie Scheffler, well, everybody knows about him. He's the number one player in the world. He's had a great spring so far. A little bit of a unique Masters for Scottie Scheffler. His wife is not there. They're expecting their first child. He said if she goes into labor, he's going to leave the Masters. But he talked a little bit about that situation and his wife Meredith not being there the other day.
It's a bit weird. You know, it's my first tournament without her being around in quite some time. Fortunately, Nike kind of takes care of my clothes this week, so I don't have to pick my own outfits. You know, I did make breakfast this morning, which was an adjustment. No, but yeah, I mean, she's obviously my biggest supporter, and I definitely miss having her here. But you know, it's an exciting time for us in our lives, and yeah, fortunately, she's still at home and feeling good, so we're grateful for that.
You know, you gotta appreciate that. If she goes into labor, he's leaving, no matter where he is. Mm-hmm. He already has one green jacket. I mean, how many jackets do you really need?
We need to have one green jacket. What else do you need, Randy?
That's exactly right.
I thought he has such a unique perspective on life and golf.
Absolutely. Yeah. Let's hear from Max. We only got about a minute left here. Max is right there on top. Max Homa.
Well, Max is a little longer, so I don't know if we want to wait and do that later.
Let's do that yeah. A little bit later.
Okay.
But we do have a little clip from Bryson also.
Yes. Bryson DeChambeau tied for the lead. He's playing his 3D, what do they call it? I can't even remember what they call it, clubs this week and new clubs. And anyway, he had some thoughts about heading into the weekend.
I'm very excited. I get an opportunity to show my skill set, and hopefully it's good enough to do something special this weekend. I feel like the game's in a great spot. Mindset's in a solid place. Caddy's keeping me in check. We're joking out there, having fun, and some tough conditions. So I feel like everything's lining up pretty well. Just got to make sure my lag putts are doing well and striking well off the tee. That's all that matters. If I can do those things, I think I'll have put myself in a good place.
Well, one of the great things about DeChambeau is his study of the art of the golf swing started with The Golfing Machine by Homer Kelly, and he's very technical, and he learned that at SMU, and he used aerodynamics and engineering, and all this is going through his head. And he did his training to hit the ball further. He was into that. Now he's in designing his own golf clubs, and he knows what he wants because he understands physics, he understands ball flight, he understands compression. He's learned a whole lot about the swing. So he's modernized things to a point where he wants a club at a certain standard. Now, the first set of clubs he made, the USGA didn't approve them because the grooves were too thin. He had to go back and groove them down. And just last week, they approved it, and then he put this set into play. I noticed yesterday at 16, he flew it into the crowd. So he's got to make an adjustment to those clubs, but he's got what he wants. It's very interesting, and I think you're going to see the future is more toward this type of fitting.
Good stuff. Good stuff right there. We're going to take a time out. When we come back, going to visit with a very good friend, Ron Hickman. This guy's got all kind of badges, all right? And we're going to tell you about that coming up. You won't want to miss it. More of Southern Fairways right after this. Does something for you, doesn't it?
Put you in that
remember,
mood.
I can remember a night that me and Bobby set up and we made commercials. Just that theme song, right? Welcome back to Southern Fairway Sports Radio. Randy Bergen along with Doug Holton and Sweet Swinging Bobby Hall as we go to our Strixon guest line and welcome in a good friend of ours. He's the owner of Timberton Golf Club in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and Bobby much more.
Oh, Ron's been a great friend over the years. Ron has been the head of the National Rules Committee for the PGA of America. He's been an invited rules official for the Masters, the U.S. Open. He's done the Ryder Cup. Ron is just a world of information about golf, the rules, but also just a great friend and a great patron and steward of golf. So, Ron, welcome to the show. It's Masters weekend, and we want to talk to you since you've been on site. You've done rules. You've dealt with the players. You've dealt with the National Rules Committee there at Augusta. And just welcome to the show, and tell us a little bit about the history, maybe something fun things that have happened to you at Augusta National.
Well, Bobby and Randy, it's nice to be with you guys, and what a special week this week is every year. But I tell you what, I think it's set up. I looked at the whole locations for today. Today's the scoring day, and of course, we're supposed to have less wind and everything else. So it's amazing what these guys can do at Augusta, whether it's the maintenance staff, you know, preparing it. I mean, we've had rain and wind before when I've worked it, and you come out the next day and it looks like it's, you know, never was touched. But Augusta is a special place. It's I think the players feel it. I know I certainly felt it, and it's just a neat place.
We're visiting with Ron Hickman. Ron, let me ask. Thank you for taking time to be with us. It's been a little while since I've talked to you and seen you, and man, just happy that you're with us today. And but let me ask you: when you were there, was there one particular ruling that you had to make that just stood out to you?
Someone asked me that last night, and I said, you know, I mean, it's an honor. I did 14 of them, and it's an honor to do one, but 14 was a lot. And the PGA of America does the course marking. So I got to know Mr. Ridley, or whoever the chairman would be at the time I was doing it. And you got to be inside the ropes. You got to be wherever you wanted. But the best thing I ever did was I started Jack Nicklaus for a restart when Jack was still playing. And I had Jack and Watson. I don't remember. It might have been player, but I don't remember. But they only brought the PGA of America guys and the PGA Tour guys in for the restart on a Saturday morning. And Mr. Nicklaus comes up to me. I was responsible to get him started on the fourth hole. And Mr. Nicklaus comes over and goes, you know, we teed up at 8 o'clock. It's 8 o'clock. I said, and I'm waiting for the chairman to call through the radio and say, hey, it's time to play. All I could do is look at the greatest player ever and say, yes, sir, I'm aware of that. So he walked back over 5 minutes later and says, you know, we started at 8. I said, yes, sir, I know. I said, but I can't start until the chairman tells me to. So it's 8:10, and we're still on the tee, and he's not very happy. And at that time, Watson's caddy was dying of Lou Gehrig's disease and sitting there smoking a cigarette on the tee. And Jack walks up to him and goes, you know, those things are going to kill you. And he looks at Jack. Looks at Jack and goes, Jack, you might not be reading the papers, but this ain't going to get me. And then another time, I was working number one of the holes early in the round, and PGA's thing was ahead of him, had spikes on. That's back when I think it still came where spikes. No one does anymore. But I'm sitting there. Gary Player played through, and he comes up. The marshal passed me on the circle and said, Mr. Player wants to see you on the fourth tee. And he just played through here. So I walk over to the fourth tee, and he goes, walk me. So I'm walking with Gary Player back to the third green, and he starts pointing to the spike marks. And he goes, you need to call the chairman and tell him someone's playing with spikes out here. And I said, yes, sir, I certainly will. So the marshal that got me off of my little sleeping spot, I go back and I sit down, and he goes, aren't you going to call the chairman? He goes, I go, hell no, I like coming here.
Good stuff.
It's like no place you ever go to. And, you know, it's one of those rare opportunities where they tell you, hey, when you come to Augusta or walk to Augusta, inside the ropes or fairways or whatever, whatever your expectations were, it will exceed it. And it does every year. So, and Bobby can appreciate this. You know, I think it's probably about 200, maybe 200 acres of grass, perfectly manicured. And I'm got to be the only idiot in America out there in the fairway on 12 taking pictures of grass. And the guy goes, what are you taking pictures of? I found some poana. And he goes, it's got a gust. So I got some pictures of it. So maybe I have to take drugs and help, but it's too late to start taking drugs.
We're visiting with Ron Hickman right here. Doug, I know you've got a question.
Yeah, you might get arrested for that. Don't take too many pictures of Poana out there. But you're talking about those guys, just reminded me of Thursday morning and the starters, you know, with Jack Nicklaus and Gary Player and Tom Watson. Now, of course, we're missing Arnold Palmer. And I can remember when I went to the Masters, we saw Gene Sarazen and Byron Nelson and Sam Snead teeing off Thursday morning. But that is really a special time, and you don't know how long you're going to get to watch those guys now. But you were talking about Jack and Gary, and they really have set the precedent at Augusta National, and they're really, you know, people wonder, are they really like they seem on TV? But they really are genuine, aren't they?
They really are. I mean, and especially as you get to be a statesman, as they finally are at the age they're at right now, even Nicklaus and those guys, I mean, their competitiveness is not there because they can't play at the level they did. But I'll tell you what, and probably one of the best experiences I had was meeting Byron Nelson and having dinner with him at the clubhouse. And you just say to yourself, this man can't be that nice. But I promise you, the guys that you see on TV, there's a few guys that are still competitive and probably not their nicest selves then, but if you get to be honorary starters, you just said, you're a statesman for the game, and you represent the game of golf and everything that's good about it.
Yeah, I heard one of the announcers at the par 3 tournament, Randy, this week. He said, I think Gary Player was through 5 or 6 holes, and he said, Gary Player is +4 now, not playing his best. And I thought, well, he's 88 years old.
No, absolutely.
Not playing his best. Oh, my goodness. Hey, Ron, we've got you for
Go ahead. No, I said, you know, you just don't realize, and you guys are all good players, but you don't realize how good they are. I mean, even on a bad day, they're better than we'll ever be. And you just have to admire their skills. And you don't get to be that good without having a fiery, competitive spirit. I've seen Bobby throw a club once, I think. But you know. I heard Bobby talking about Homo Kelly. Now, this guy went to the University of Southern Mississippi. He never looked at a book that didn't have pictures. And if he's talking Homo Kelly sports, I said, you know, I said, man, he's got you guys buffaloed.
Ron, hey, look, we've got just about 60 seconds left here. In closing, what as you look at this, you watch this Masters, who do you see pulls this out? Is it Scottie Scheffler, Max Homa? I think would be a great representative for the Green Jacket as well. Is it the live player, Bryson DeChambeau? How do you see it?
Well, you picked the three top ones. I've got a feeling today's going to be a storm day, and I think you'll see people that aren't up there in the top five come from behind today because Augusta has the ability to set it up any way they want, and today's a scoring day. Tomorrow, the back nine will set up hard, the front nine will set up easy, usually. And it's amazing. But I think you've got, you know, everyone in the hunt is going to be a great champion, and they always become better champions, better players, better people after they win the Masters. So it's a special week.
Well, I agree with you. There's no doubt. There's no doubt. Ron, we want to thank you for taking time to be with us. We'd love to have you back on the show if you've got time in the future. And always fun talking with you.
Well, it's always good to talk to you guys. And you all have I know you have a great, successful show. And you got a lot of loyal listeners. And, you know, that's a testimony to that you guys actually provide real information. And you guys do a great job. So. Hey, enjoy get a pimento cheese sandwich this afternoon and enjoy the show.
Okay. Thank you, Ron.
Thanks, Ron. All right, there you go. Ron Hickman. All right, buddy. Owner of Timberton Golf Club there in Hattiesburg. And
yeah, if you ever get to go to Timberton, you'll love it, Doug, because they got wide fairways.
Yeah, I like that.
It's a great course right there in Hattiesburg, and Ron's a great friend, great steward of the game. He's been through a lot. He learned the rules from James Ray Carpenter, past president of the PGA of America. He's very well schooled and a great friend. If you get the chance to go to Hattiesburg, play Timberton, you'll like it. Good track.
You know, no doubt. Interesting that you said that, Bobby, and it made me think of something I saw yesterday at Augusta. They're doing I don't know what you call it, the artificial pictures of the course, you know, where they take you through the holes. And I'm looking at number 11, and to the right side, they've planted so many pine trees over there since I was at Augusta. They used to be just pine needles. And also to the right of 15 also. It just makes it a totally different course now than it used to be. Mm-hmm. It's not really wide open like it used to be in some places.
Well, since they moved those tees back, especially on 13, they moved the tee back on number 2.
Yeah,
and
a lot of
at 11, you know, right before the tournament a couple of years ago, they went out and planted those pine trees at the corner of 11 to make it a little bit tougher. Mm-hmm. And, they do some things, just some little nuanced things with the longer hitters there. They can't really lengthen the course too much longer than it already is, but they can plant trees wherever they want.
Well, you know, the interesting thing, they were playing, I think they started out somewhere around 6,800. They've got it already moved up to 7,500. Mm-hmm. And Ridley said that, you know, 8,000 could be.
He doesn't want to get there.
He doesn't want to get there, but it could be happening. Yeah. So,
well, they're going to move the ball back before they get
there.
Well,
I think that's another story. Got a minute or so here. What's your thought on rolling that ball back and bifurcation? How does that affect the amateur, the weekend warrior versus the pro? I mean, they say the pro's probably going to lose, what, about 10 yards or so?
Right.
Do you like that? I mean, don't we go watch golf to kind of like a NASCAR? You watch to see the wreck, right? Don't you go watch golf to watch these guys hit it long?
Well, you know, they have restrictions on the length of the club, the compression of the ball. They've been going through this a long time, but the athletes have just gotten bigger and stronger and faster and quicker, and their diet is better, and their smash factor's gone up. There's just so much going into it. Let's say in a perfect world we had one golf ball, we had one set of clubs, we had one golf shaft, you had one grip, and you put the same club in everybody's hands Doesn't matter what height you are or how short you are or how tall you are. You had one set of clubs at one standard and one golf ball. Would that make a difference?
It wouldn't be fun.
I think it would. No doubt
about
it.
Would the best player come out?
Well, the best player would come out, certainly.
Yeah, but is it fair that somebody that's short has too long of a club and somebody that's tall has too short of a club?
Yeah.
Because we all get fit.
Yeah.
So, you know, where do you draw the line?
That's right.
Well, I think
and bringing back, moving back the ball.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of like rules. You have to have a local rule for certain situations. We'll see what the PGA Tour does, what the USGA does. What does the LPGA do? Mm-hmm. What do you do at your local level? What do you do with your partners? What do you do in your group? What do you do with the GCG, or excuse me, Southern Fairways Golf Tour?
Right.
What do we do to, I don't know. We have move back tees. We have forward tees.
Bobby, that's too much for me to have to think about.
Exactly. It's too much information.
All right, let's take a timeout. When we come back, we're going to hear from Pete Sands, the general manager of Cherokee Ridge. Got a big tournament going on up there at the end of the month, sponsored by Southern Fairways. He's up next right here on Southern Fairways Radio. An opportunity earlier this week to visit with a good friend of ours. He's the general manager of Cherokee Ridge Country Club there in Union Grove, Alabama. That's just south of Huntsville. Pete Sands was with us. We got to talk a little bit about Cherokee Ridge. We talked, obviously, about the Rocket City Classic that'll be happening at the end of the month. And, yep, we had to do it. We talked a little Masters as well. Here's how our conversation went. All right, Pete, let's talk a little bit about Cherokee Ridge. Beautiful golf course. You've been up there now for a little bit. Tell us some of the exciting things that's going on at Cherokee Ridge.
Yeah, for sure. So we're just south of Huntsville, Alabama, so about 20 minutes south of Huntsville. So not many people know where Union Grove, Alabama is, but pretty much everybody knows Huntsville. It's the fastest growing city in, I think, the nation now, so or one of the fastest growing. So we're just south of Huntsville. Gorgeous golf course. I feel like I'm repetitive a lot of times when I say this, but a lot of courses claim to have one signature golf hole. I firmly believe we have 18 of them. I mean, there's not a golf hole where you don't want to take your camera out and take a photo of the beautiful scenery, whether it's going around our big lake around the front nine or on the back nine with our 90-foot waterfall. You know, you can definitely spend just as much time taking photos out here as you do playing golf. And it also plays very well. I mean, there's a lot of golf courses around that, you know, aesthetically look really good, but just playability wise, it's just not there. We actually play very well. I mean, we set up the golf course where it plays well for seniors, or like in the coming weeks, we have a big national college tournament that we're hosting that we'll be able to set it back and kind of give the good players a little challenge as well. So, it's definitely kind of one of those golf courses that fits all the marks on the kind of checklist there.
There's no question about it. It is a very, very scenic golf course, and sometimes you kind of get swept away from your golf game because you're caught up in the scenery. So you got to check it out for sure. And the thing I like, too, is that you got Bermuda fairways. That sets up by itself for a wonderful golf course, a wonderful experience anyway.
Yeah, so we actually switched over from bent to tip eagle 2 years ago. So that's the other kind of good thing that we go on. I mean, the brand new greens out here. We just went through a greens renovation. It was the summer of 2022. So they're brand new tip eagle greens. So pretty much what you see that the majority of the professional tournaments that are putting on, that's kind of what we have now out here. So and then, you know, we're extremely pleased with them.
We're visiting with Pete Sands, the general manager of Cherokee Ridge Country Club. All right, Pete, let's talk a little bit about the 2024 Rocket City Open. That happens a little bit later in the month, April the 27th and 28th. And I'll tell you, I love the way you got it set up. Tell us a little bit about the tournament, those that will be going from down here, because we got quite a few folks in the southern part of the state that will be going up to the Huntsville area.
Yeah, and that's kind of the reason why we host things like this is, you know, for that exact reason of, you know, giving people reasoning to kind of travel for something. So, yeah, April 27th, 28th, the Rocket City Open. We have four different flights. We have a championship flight, gross flight, a net division, and then also a senior division. So we're going to hit all all the marks there as well. It's $220. We are paying cash for cash prizes. Everybody will get a great tea gift, and then also, you know, through that weekend, there's food and beverage involved and all that. So it is definitely a weekend you do not want to miss. This is our second annual Rocket City Open. We hosted one last year that was very successful, and a lot of guys were itching for us to do it again, so we're making it an annual event for sure. And, you know, so we're looking forward to the 27th and 28th out here.
Well, I got to tell you, from a selfish – can you say this, a selfish, humble view? I hope it's very successful because it's presented by Southern Fairways Radio Show, Golf Tour, and Magazine. So, yeah, we want it to be a success for you.
Yeah, and I mean, we couldn't ask for a better partner with you guys. I mean, you guys have been awesome. It was kind of a little bit of a no-brainer for, I think, both parties involved.
Exactly.
You know, with the, you know, the exposure that you guys are able to put out and what you guys do kind of across the spectrum, not just, you know, with a radio show or a magazine. You guys are kind of both, and you guys are big on social media, which we are as well. So it definitely was the right fit for us to come together and make sure that, you know, people, we're given a great event for, you know, us to be able to provide for the golfer, the local Southern golfer out here. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be up there, and we are looking very much forward to it. Now, if somebody wants to sign up, what do they need to do?
Yeah, so the best way is through probably our Facebook. You'll see, especially as we lead into the event, there's going to be post after post after post. Most of all those posts will have a QR code that will take you directly to the sign-up link, or you can go to our website, which is CherokeeRidgeCC.com, and you'll see a little tab that says Rocket City Open there. You can sign up from there as well.
Very good. We're visiting with Pete Sands, the general manager of Cherokee Ridge Country Club. Okay, Pete, got you for another, I don't know, 60 seconds or so. It is the 88th playing of the Masters at Augusta National, and you know I got to ask, who are you pulling for?
Yeah, so I think, you know, no bias here. I'm a kind of Bridgestone guy through and through. So, you know, obviously the obvious choice of what my heart wants is Tiger to perform well. I mean, I think that's most of us, just kind of want to see him in contention and just make for a, you know, more lively event, anytime he's kind of in contention. But, I'm actually, you know, I think Jason Day's playing very well. Mm-hmm. I think what he's doing, you know, lately is setting himself up for hopefully a good week over in Augusta.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think so as well. I really like Jason Day. All right, Pete, thank you for taking time to be with us. And, folks, if you want to set up a tee time to Cherokee Ridge Country Club, give Pete and his great staff a call, 256-841-4551, or you can go online and check them out at CherokeeRidgeCC.com. Pete, as always, thank you, my brother, and we look forward to getting up there seeing you in a couple weeks.
Absolutely. Look forward to it, and I appreciate you guys.
There you go. Pete Sands, the general manager up at Cherokee Ridge. Great guy. Great. It's going to be a fantastic tournament. So looking forward to that at the end of the month. All right. I'll tell you, this show is going by extremely fast as it has been a special Masters edition of Southern Fairway Sports Radio. Great to have Bobby Hall in here. All right. Great to have Ron Hickman on. Let me tell you, that guy's got some stories. He and Bobby, you could sit down with them for a week and just grab all the stories you possibly could, Doug.
Mm-hmm. They should write a book.
As a matter of fact, I think Ron has written a book.
I think so.
But, yeah, it's we're winding down here. But, listen, I enjoy this. I'm going to sit back and just kind of take it all in today.
You do that all week on Masters Week. It's the fun. You can't get away from it.
If you're a golfer, and I think there's folks out there that really don't play golf but enjoy the specialness of this tournament, mm-hmm. and the perfection in which they do and direct this tournament, everything from the very beginning to the very end is absolutely, as Bobby had said earlier, if everybody would set their standard to that, man, mm-hmm. be a different place.
It's just a place that everybody wants to go. You know, and the tradition, even if you don't go every year, something starts it. Like my grandfather went in 1970, I've told you, and I still have his badge and his towel. And then you go years later and go back to the Masters. And it's just a tradition unlike any other, Randy.
That was all almost Jim Nantes,
if you will.
Yeah, you got to slow it down. A couple of guys making some pretty good moves. Hideki Matsuyama right now, he is 2 under through 11. He's at +4 for the tournament list. Also 2 under through 9 holes. He at +4 as well. You heard Ron talk about it. It is a moving day there at Augusta. Who makes the move? Does Cameron Young, does he make that move?
Well, we talked about it. I don't know if we were on the air or off the air, but in the last few Masters, the winners come from that top 10. So I think you're going to see the leaders, maybe those 1, 2, 3 guys, play some good rounds today. I kind of like Cam
Smith.
He's 1 under par, right? I think maybe he makes a move today.
He is 1 under.
Another guy that's kind of a surprise is Colin Morikawa. I don't think a lot of people expected him to play that well. He's 3 under par. Maybe he makes a little bit of a move today, but you know, it's awfully hard to beat. Everybody would love to see Tiger make a move as he's warming up now, but it's awfully hard to beat Scottie Scheffler. He's playing so well right now. I don't know if DeChambeau is going to hang in there all the way. We'll see what happens there. He hasn't had a great spring, I don't think. And then Max Homa, he's playing great golf, and you kind of get that inkling that he's ready to win a major.
All right, so the scenario right now is, as Scottie Scheffler said, if his wife is in labor, if she goes in labor, he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
He has a 3-shot lead after today going into tomorrow. What do you do? Honey, doctor,
when does she call?
does she hold off? Does she hold off for, you know, hey, well, we didn't want to interrupt you. He was born at 6:04 this morning. Okay.
Don't make me answer these questions, Randy. He said he's going to go.
Okay.
You know, so you got to take him at his word.
Yeah, you do. Well, good luck to him either way. So what's happening with War Eagle TV?
You know, kind of winding down. Got a little baseball going on. But as I mentioned, women's golf in the SEC Championship. We'll have some updates on Twitter and some basketball recruiting news as well.
And Auburn's baseball coach just retired, right?
I didn't know that.
I think so.
If he did.
I think so.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I watch War Eagle TV.
You should.
Right. Thanks, Doug, for hanging out. Won't thank Bobby Hall for being here with us. Ron Hickman, Ben Murphy, and Pete Sands for joining in on the show today. And thank you for hanging out with us. Hey, hope your player wins. Hope mine does, too. I need the money. All right. That's going to wrap it up for this edition. We'll see you next week right here on Southern Fairway Sports Radio. Bye-bye, everybody.